Good evening, everyone. The topic I'd like to discuss tonight is the bracha of Shehechianu, in relation to new fruits. I did think of it because Tu B'Shvat's coming up. And bracha of Shehechianu as far as it relates to other things as well, to other purchases, items purchased to receive these gifts, etc. And we'll see what we can, what we're able to cover. So let's first talk about the inyan of reciting Shehechianu on a new fruit. And the first thing we need to discuss is what constitutes a new fruit, meaning what types of new fruits does one say Shehechianu over, and when does one say the bracha? So the first rule is that the bracha Shehechianu is only for a fruit that is seasonal, that is not, does not grow year-round. Wherever it grows seasonally. Now, it could be that there's more than one crop a year, meaning it doesn't mean it has to be only once a year, even if it's, let's say, twice a year. It's an early year season, later year season, whatever it is, but that would still qualify, and one who gets a new fruit from either season could make the bracha, could make, end up making the bracha twice in the year, or theoretically even more often. But it does have to be seasonal. It cannot be that it's a fruit that grows year-round. Now, even if it's a fruit that you or any individual never ate before in his life, never saw before, never ate before in his life, and this is the very first time he's ever eaten this fruit, and he may have been looking forward to this opportunity to be able to make the bracha on this fruit, or to be able to eat this fruit, he would still not make the bracha Shehechianu, because it's not a seasonal fruit.
Does it have to be seasonal for one particular place? Because sometimes fruit's grown here and then it's grown,
we're going to try to define that. But I do want to make this point, which I think might come as a chiddush to some people, that the fact that you never ate this fruit before this year or never before in your life doesn't qualify, and doesn't give you the right to make the bracha Shehechianu on it if the fruit is not inherently a seasonally grown fruit. Okay, now, if it is seasonally grown, so the question is, well, but what happens if it's, let's take this situation. Let's say it is seasonally grown and it grows in this location where I'm living, and I received a fruit from this new crop, and I made the bracha already, and then I go elsewhere to another location in the world where their season is later. And then I get the fruit again from their season. This may be what you're asking. So then, a number of posts, including Rosh Hashanah and Arbach, at least says, you certainly note to that way, that you could make the bracha again as long as there was a lapse or a gap of 30 days. Because tip by many of the brachas re'iyah, brachas on seeing things, which are of outstanding proportion or extremely unusual, there are different things which require bracha upon seeing. Very often the shear is 30 days, that you could make the bracha again after 30 days. So here, there would have to be a 30-day gap, but once there's a 30-day gap, as long as the fruit you got is from the season in that place, you can make the bracha again. But what you can't do, or what many poskim say you can't do, is you cannot make a bracha on a fruit that's available year-round, albeit that it grows seasonally. So that could come about through one of two ways. It could be that it grows seasonally, but it's stored. There are ways to storage it, and it's stored so that people can have it, so that it can be available throughout the year. So then, even when the new season comes, and if you would get a fruit from the new crop, you would not make Shehechianu because that fruit was available all year. And the poskim say, and a lot of this information is culled from the Sefer Vezos HaBracha. A lot of it's based on Pesachim of different Gedolim, particularly Rebbe Yashiv. A lot of what he says there is based on Pesachim of Rebbe Yashiv. But a lot of it is not just the Das Yachid. It's many poskim say this, and that is that. Even if it's not so readily available, meaning let's say the store around the corner from you, the fruit store around the corner from you does not carry it, or anyone's in your immediate area, but there are certain stores in the area, specialty stores, stores that make a point of carrying things that other stores don't have, and they'll either store it up throughout the year, or the other way is the other possibility is they bring it in, they import it from a place where it grows, and they import it throughout the year. Meaning it has a, you know, in this part of the world it grows in our summer, in that part of the world it grows in our winter. So they bring it in. They'll bring it in from that country during the summer, from that country during the winter, so that they can provide it year round. So in Lamaisa, in reality, where you live, it's available year round. So then you cannot make a bracha. Many poskim say this, you cannot make a bracha shachiyon on it because it loses the maila. See, the idea of the bracha is that it's when it's something new, it's something that only comes mizman lizman. It only comes seasonally, and something that perhaps you were looking forward to, or even if you weren't particularly looking forward to. And I should stress this point that the poskim say it's not totally, it does not depend on your personal level of simcha. This is in contrast to what I hope we'll be able to speak about later, the idea of new items, new clothing, and new items that a person purchases or that a person receives as a gift, where it is totally very much on your simcha. And you have to have simcha, you have to feel simcha in order to recite the bracha shachrinu. It's not true by fruit. By fruit, it doesn't go by simcha, it doesn't go by the individual simcha. It's the type of thing where typically it's something that gives a person a certain degree of hana, it gives the average person, it gives the olam a degree of hana, a degree of simcha that it's available now, this fruit is available now in its new form, the new season, so then you make a bracha. But if it's available year-round, so that's lost. That gets lost, you can get it anytime. But now, so as I said, even if it's not so readily available, even if you'd have to track it down, but you could, and you could find it in your basic area, in your city, in your community, and even if it's going to be more expensive. I mean, yeah, you can get it in the middle of the winter. Like, I don't really know how it works so well in Florida. I haven't been here long enough, but I know in Chicago, not very much fruit is growing there in Chicago. Some things do, but not most things. And there are many things that you will not be able to get. During the winter, or the truth is quite a bit you could get there as well if you go to the right addresses, but the idea is that if it's only available from time to time, so then you have that same simcha as opposed to still year round. But the poskim say so that it has to be that it's available in its fresh form, meaning if it's preserved or, you know, it's canned or dried, and yeah, you can get it year round. You can get dried, but you can't get this fruit fresh except seasonally. It grows seasonally, and it's only available seasonally. But you can get it year round in a can or in a package of dry fruit. That doesn't count. That would not take away from your ability and from the mitzvah of saying shehechiyonu on it, because it's a different simcha. It's a different simcha when you get it fresh than when you get it dried or pickled or whatever it may be.
Why is there still, like, if I travel to the fruit, where we said if there's 30 days, if I travel to the fruit, then I can make that bracha as long as it's 30 days different. But if the fruit travels to me, I can't. Why is there still?
Well, I think because if it travels to you, that means it's available at all times. You don't have to do anything, but it's available. It's there. It's not. It loses that hischachus. There's no hischachus. It's not new. It's there. It's all the time. If I have to go somewhere else to get it, and then that place it's taka a davar chadash, so then it's different. I have to invest the energy and the time and, you know, the effort to go get it. So that's I think it's part of that.
I wasn't envisioning that you're actually going to get the avocado. You just happen to be in a new place and they have to have avocado season.
Okay, even so, but it required a mice on your part. It wasn't something that was just simply there. It required this mice. One more detail, the post can also say that even if, let's say it does not grow seasonally, let's say it grows wherever it grows throughout the year, but they only import it once a year during one particular season, then that still will not qualify. It has to grow seasonally and it has to be available seasonally. If it grows throughout the year, even though it's only available here seasonally, you can't make a shachianu, or if it's available throughout the year because even it grows, it does grow seasonally, but it's available throughout the year because of, as I said, because of storage or because of importing, you also cannot make the bracha. Yes.
In relation to what Shushri asked before, it's part of the reason why when you're going to that location, you can make the shechiyon as opposed to coming to you, is because you're going to a location where at that location, the minute of the people at that location is to make the shechiyon, or now on it because it's the new season.
Well, I don't know if that has to be true. That's definitely a prerequisite. The question is that, I don't know if that's enough of a reason it's on, because you could say, well, I thought the question was, well, then I could travel. I'll get a list of where this grows throughout the year, and I'll hop around. Every month, I'll go to another city. Right, so the question is, what?
30 days.
Exactly, but then the question was, why? Why is that better than if I could just go to my local store every 30 days and pick it up, and then he said, I can't make a shechianu. You know, why is that different? What's that? I think that was really the question. So I tried to answer that. Is this successful? Okay, now... yes.
They're roughly making this on a new...
fruit trees?
Yes, is that telling the same things? Because in Florida, it's a... It's an ongoing growing season.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the Hiskashus isn't here. Or, is it playing the same thing?
I'm not certain. So I'm not certain to answer that.
Rabbi Englund wrote something for the newsletter not too long ago about Macintosh apples. They're grown all year, but the thing is, there's a gap in the growing season. So he says that's why you can make a
shahyam.
Make touch. Yeah.
Okay.
But they're available all year round, so I
don't understand it. Okay, so maybe he was going like, there are other poskim who don't make this distinction. They say it just goes by the fruit's habits, not by the commercial habits, not by how it's available, but that's I think the more prevailing halacha, consensus is that it does go by availability as well. Okay, now when it comes to Rosh Hashanah, and we know that second night of Rosh Hashanah, there's a suffix in halacha whether one should recite a bracha shechianu at kiddush, right? Typically on a yontif we recite shechianu on the itzumo shel yom, leaving aside any mitzvah shel yom, but just on the very arrival of the yontif, we make a bracha shechianu. And in Galus, in the Chutz La'aretz, when we have yontif sheni on the beginning of Pesach and the end, the beginning of Sukkot, the end, and Shavuos, so we recite the shechianu both nights, the first and second nights. But Sukkot, it's also the last two nights because Shmini Atzeres is considered a yontif with in that regard. So we recite the bracha both nights. There's no shail about that because the second night is for most purposes a repeat of the first night, just like we repeat Kiddush the second night, even though nowadays we know which is the real day, but we still follow Minig of Asin Biyadenu, and we follow what the Gemara says and the Shulchan Aruch, and we recite all the brachas of the end of the second night as well. So that includes Shechianu. There's no Shaila. Rosh Hashanah is a separate Shaila, because Rosh Hashanah is not totally on the same Shaila. It's nothing to do with Golos. Rosh Hashanah is kept, we keep 2 days all over the world, even in Eretz Yisrael. It's a whole sugya b'fnei atzmo in Shas about how that came about to have 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. So by Rosh Hashanah, there's a tzad to say that it's a yuma arichta. That really the 2 days are really one long day, one long kedusha, and therefore there are various halachas where the second day of Rosh Hashanah is treated differently than the second day of Yontif Sheni Shel Galus. So when it part of that is that there is a shaila, there's a suffix. Should you be saying Shechianu on the second night of Rosh Hashanah, or should you not? Is it considered a new yontif, or again, like I said, by Pesach, the second night is not a new yontif? But well, it really is, because we're repeating the first day. Ke'ilu, we didn't do it yesterday. We're doing it's a do over. Rosh Hashanah, is it in that sense? Is it a second kedusha as if it's a do over, or no? Is it an extension of the kedusha? If it's an extension of the kedusha, there would be no bracha of Shechianu. So so what it says in halacha, it says in the poskim say, is that it's best for a person to have a new fruit or something else that's worthy of Shechianu. Let's talk about a fruit for now. A new fruit at his Suda, the second night of Rosh Hashanah, and have it at the table when he makes Kiddush. And when he makes Kiddush, he has in mind that the Shechianu is going on the fruit as well. And this way, even on the tzad, that the Shechianu is not warranted on the base of the yontif alone, but now you have something else to justify reciting the Shechianu. So it becomes a problem in some places, because after what we just said, it could very well be that there aren't any real fruits around that are roy of making Shechianu. In many places, with today's technology, today's commercial habits, and the way living in such a small world where with transportation and shipping and everything is available worldwide on relatively easily. So we tend to have pretty much all the fruits we want basically year round. So the question becomes, so then how do you follow this meaning? How do you have something which is roi for shachianu if it's available year round? And I know, for example, going back to Chicago, I know that in the fruit stores there, come Rosh Hashanah, there are definitely numerous fruits which I don't see in the fruit stores, meaning in the local neighborhood, in the local Jewish neighborhood there. There are definitely a number of fruits which you won't find in that particular store or the particular stores in that area. You won't find them year round. You just find them before Rosh Hashanah because the owners of the fruit stores, even though they're not Jewish, but they, business is business, and they know what they need to serve. They know who their, a large part of their clientele, their customers are Jewish, and they know what they're looking for. And so they provide these things. So, but someone will ask you, says, one second, are you sure you can't get that fruit? Yeah, you can't get it in this store year-round, but did you ever try going downtown Chicago to some of the more, upper-class stores, more exclusive stores? Or did you ever try maybe not just down, maybe more in the next neighborhood? There might be a store that, there are some stores that are much bigger and have much more available. Did you ever look? Did you ever ask them? Are you sure you can't get it there? So the answer that I always give is no, I'm not sure at all. I'm not certain at all. But the bottom line is when it comes to Rosh Hashanah, even if you have nothing, we paskin l'maisa, you do make the bracha. You do make the bracha kiddush. It is a shaila, it is a degree of shaila, and it's best to have something. But even without it, you would still make shechem. So you're not taking a chance on a bracha. There's no shaila if you're making a bracha of atala, because the prevailing psak is to make the bracha regardless. So okay, so then it's good. If you have to go to the store, you pick up. They have star fruit and they have these Asian pears and sabras. They have all different things, and you can get one of them or numerous ones if you want. And so there's a possibility. First of all, I did mention, I mentioned in response to what you had asked, that there are poskim that say not like everything we said to now said it's irrelevant when you get it year round. If it's as long as it's grown seasonally, it's grown seasonally, so you could make the bracha on it when the new season, regardless of whether it's available year round or not. That's one thing. And B, there's certainly a possibility that these fruits are not available. So it's an advantage to have them, but it's not mukhrach. It's not, as opposed to a person who would just go to the store and buy one of those fruits, or buy a fruit that he knows he doesn't see, never sees it here, but he hasn't investigated, hasn't checked it at all. And it's very possible that it's available in other stores around the year, to go and just make a bracha on that shechianu, on that fruit alone, when it's not not Rosh Hashanah. There's no other reason to make a shechianu. Then already he's taking a chance on the bracha of Atala. And I should point out also, it does, the poskim even say the lashon that the bracha of Shechiyonah is reshus. It's not an absolute chiyuv to make the bracha, even when everything fits into place, all the circumstances are there to make the bracha. It is a fruit that meets the criteria l'chaladeos. It's still not a chiyuv, an absolute chiyuv. It's considered reshus. We do approach it, we do treat it kiyuv, it's a chiyuv, that when you, as I said, all the criteria are met, and all the conditions are there, so that we do treat it as a chiyuv to make the bracha, but inherently it really isn't. So to go ahead and take a chance on making a bracha on a fruit which is, you don't really know if it's available year-round or not, and maybe you don't even know if it's seasonal, maybe they just brought it in, this type of year, that's not, as we mentioned before, that's not good enough. If it doesn't grow seasonally where they're getting it from, it grows around the year, even though they bring it in here seasonally, that would not be sufficient. So to make a bracha on something like that, on its own, without any other justification for Shechiyonu, one is actually risking a bracha of atala, which is not a good idea to do.
What's in your locale? It's not based upon your experience. Meaning, this is Shkuna where I live, and this is where if they have something in the fancy schmancy shop, I've never been because they charge $8 for an apple.
Well, okay, so going with the information at least provided by Zosa Brach, he specifically says, Shem Rabbi Yashav, that price is not a factor, even if it's...
It's not your matzah.
Right, okay, but if you had an appointment for whatever, you'd go there. I mean, it's definitely within... You don't shop there, because why should you shop there if you can get the...
I'm saying, it's not telling you in your experience.
I don't believe so. Exactly what it is, where does it go? Does it go by what's the definition of ir legabe hilchas baila b'ir nichud? Does it go by legabe tchum shabbos? I can't define exactly, but it certainly doesn't go by the fact that I don't ever go to that store because the price is there.
I'm saying that the shop that's in downtown, that's this extra hour away where no Yidden normally shop, You have to go there. It's muska from the
matzah. No? I'm not sure what the word matzah here means. You don't go there for your fruit and vegetable shopping because it would be absurd to travel an hour. You would go there if you had to. There's an office that deals with XYZ where you have to take care of. You would go there. And I mean, you'd go out of town also if you had to. But I'm saying, no, but there's a difference. Within your city, you look for a place within, you know, you look, however you look it up, you look for a place that's within your city and you find out, okay, it's an hour's trip. Was it?
You're saying that's
shy
to your mouth.
Yeah, sure.
Rabbi, what about making a shekhiyana on a suit?
Okay, so I hope we'll get to that. If not, we'll have another week's share that I don't have to prepare for. But we'll, you know, it's on the agenda if we get there. It's a ship. Okay. So we discussed basically what type of fruit. So, I mean, you might be saying to yourself, so well, after that, so we might as well go on because there's nothing to make a shachiyon in anyway. But let's not do that. Let's talk about the halachas. Maybe we will find something. So when do you make the bracha? So the Shulchan Aruch says, the Shulchan Aruch says that the bracha is made upon seeing the fruit. Siv Gimel, Reish Chaf Hei, Siv Gimel. Haroa Pri Chadash, Mischadish Mishana Lashana. The person sees a new fruit, which grows from year to year. We said that was Lav Dafka, but Mischadish Lashana. Mivarech Shechiyanu. So it says Haroa. Vafilu Roeo Biyad Chaveiro. Even if you've seen in somebody else's hand, where he's not giving you any of it, he wants it. Oh, Ala Ilan, it's on a tree. So it says that's really the initial time to make it, because the degree of Hana that you get, I don't want to emphasize the word simchas because we said before it doesn't really go even if you personally have no simcha, but the degree of the Hana is the fact that it's there and it's available. I don't happen to own it yet. I have to now find out where I can get one, who owns this tree, that I could perhaps get one from him or buy one from him, whatever it is, but it's there, it's available. That's what gives the person this feeling of gratification to which he makes the bracha. Says the Mechaber, v'nagu shelo levarech hachas achila. But the minig is not to do that. The minig is to make the bracha only when you actually have the fruit and you are ready to eat the fruit. That is the prevalent minig. Now, I will mention one time I saw an interesting thing. B'shem Rishon Zaman, or maybe it could be a sort of Halicha Shlomo, or a sort of quarter from, I think I saw Halicha Shlomo, that he says, one time that you would actually make the bracha on the Re'iyah, or at least somewhat, and that is on Sukkos, when you have your Esrog, assuming you're not intending to eat it at the end of Yontif. So the first day, when you make the bracha Shechiyonu on the mitzvah of Nitzilas Dalamina, which we do the first day, first time we take the Levin Esrog, he says you should also have Kavana to Pata the Re'iyah. Esrog is something, that's a great example of something that grows seasonally, and it's only available seasonally. You don't find Esrog in... Okay, I didn't check it out. I didn't go to that store that you were mentioning where they charged $8 just to walk in.
What's
that?
It's not seasonal.
What do you mean?
It's
on the tree, Mishana Lashana, but it's only, the crop is only available. You can't just pick it up. You can't harvest it throughout the year whenever you want.
Probably could, but they probably don't.
Well, I mean, it's maybe you could do it a little bit earlier than they do, but I don't imagine you could just pick it up any time of the year.
There's no market for
exactly
such
fine
a large number of
right exactly
fruit.
Exactly but so Rav Shlomo Zalman says, so when you make the bracha on the mitzvah of Nitzilas Dalamidim, you should have in mind that you're also to pater the Re'iyah Esrog. I'm seeing the Esrog, I'm not going to eat the Esrog. If you're going to eat the Esrog, he says, so wait till you eat it after Sukkot, then you can make a bracha on eating it. But if you're not eating it, you're not planning on eating it, so make the bracha on the Re'iyah. It certainly is. He certainly is. But he's saying, have in mind the second kavanah. So now, I will point out, since it came out, typically it's brought that you shouldn't, if you have a chiyuv, let's say you have a chiyuv bracha shechiyanu on a fruit. No shaila. Definitely qualifies for a bracha shechiyanu. And you're planning on eating it. So then it's better to make a shechiyanu separate on that, not to combine it with a mitzvah. Or let's say somebody else is making a bracha shechiyanu anyway on a mitzvah, and you have a new fruit, bimotzmi. No, you shouldn't do that. It says you shouldn't combine two different types of causes for shechiyanu, like a mitzvah cause and a new fruit cause, when you definitely have an ability to make the bracha separately. But when you don't, like for example, Rosh Hashanah, we just said that, Rosh Hashanah, you're making the bracha in Kiddush, and you're making bracha in a new fruit. So how do those shtim? So, okay, when you... you have no choice. The whole point of the fruit is to try to make the bracha on the yontif to be less of a shaila. So the only way to do it, I mean, there is no a practical way of doing other than get a new fruit or a new garment. That's the only way to do it. So you do that. So here too on Sukkot, when you of course you're making the bracha on the mitzvah, and you would do it even a person is blind and doesn't see the esrog. Of course, he would make the bracha on the shachiyano on the mitzvah anyway. But at the same time, Rosh Hashanah Zalman says, have in mind that you need to be mekayim the mitzvah of making a shachiyano on Riyas Pri Chadosh. Yes.
I don't understand. That's true. The Gemara, one of the definitions is that it lasts from year to year. That means it's available all year.
Well, that was what was asked, but I'm assuming that we have to ask the agriculturists or the people that have paradise. I'm assuming you can't just pick it and harvest it any time in the year.
It's part of this.
Oh, okay.
I grow a strobium.
Yes.
Better now or not. I have a strobium the whole year round growing. Non-stop.
Non-stop from the... So we'll have to investigate that because I'm fairly certain what it says there. His name is that if you're planning on eating it, then wait and make the bracha when you eat it. So we'll have to investigate that. Okay, I can't copy that.
No, that was
saying.
That
was the original question. I tried to be docha, but okay. I thought we had one case that we're going to make a brach on the Riyah, and you don't want to let you don't allow it. So, okay, what can I do? It does say it in the Halacha Shlamah. Okay, in any case, let's go back. So now, typically you make the bracha when you're eating the fruit. So when precisely, so you have to make two brachas, right? You have to make a bracha, brachas anenin, on the fruit, and you have to make this bracha shachiyano now. So what's the order? What's the proper order? So the Mishnah Berurah says, he brings from the Prima Gadim, that you should either first say the shachiyano, and then say the bracha on the fruit, and then take a bite, or make the bracha on the fruit, take a small bite, and then say shachiyano. In other words, what the Mishnah Berurah is saying is what you shouldn't do is to say first the brachas anenin and then the shachiyano and then take a bite. But you should not be mafsik. According to the Mishnah Berurah, the Prima Gadim, the Mishnah Berurah brings it down halacha. You should not be mafsik between the brachas anenin, the bar pri eitz. Most cases it'll be bar pri eitz, and the te'ima with the shachiyano. That's what Mishnah Berurah says, and that is really the svarim bring down is minig ha'olam. I retract that. That is what the Sfarim bring down to do. The Mashal said, the Mishnah Berurah, the Aruch HaShulchan also says to do it this way. A number of poskim say to do it this way, but the Aruch HaShulchan says that the minig olam is the other way. He personally comes out not like that. He says, and he comes out like the Mishnah Berurah, you should not be mafsik, but he says the minig olam is to first make the bracha, Berachas Ha'etz, and then the Shachiyanu. They bring down that the Chazon Ish, Taki did that way. The Chazon Ish held that was the correct way to do it, to make the bracha after the Shachiyanu, after the Berachas Ha'etz.
That's because of Kiddush, right?
That's why they alluded to it. Possibly. You're saying Kiddush, not talking about Rosh Hashanah Kiddush. You mean Stam, any Kiddush that we make a Shachiyanu with. Yeah, but there the idea is it's supposed to be Al Hakos. All the brachas are Al Hakos. So you make the bracha on the coast, and then you say whatever other brachas you're saying. You say the bracha of the Sukkah, you say the bracha of Kiddush, you say the bracha of Shachiyanu.
Because Shachiyanu is Al Hakos.
Yes. Yeah, that's it.
Part of Kiddush.
Part of Kiddush is not Al Hakos. Maybe that's what you see. So you want to say that's responsible why people assume that's what you should do by your regular. Perhaps that's it. But, I mean, I'm sure the Chazon Ish wasn't because he held that was the correct way to do it inherently. Yes.
Is the reason why you said take just a small piece, a small tikkun, that should be less than a hefsek, and take a big piece than a
rough. Well, I'm not so sure it's a question of the hefsek so much, but right. So the reason why I said it that way is that it's because the next step. How long could you make the bracha? Like let's say you ate the fruit and then 2 hours later you're telling somehow I had this delicious whatever it was before.
No, you say after you swallow, but what's the difference? It's a small piece of bacon.
Because it's proper. It's best that it should be before the achila, before the real achila. Now, which that's why the I think really the ikaway for the Mishnah Berurah is make the shechianu first, make the shechianu, then the eitz, and then eat it. He says you could do it this other way, but that's what I'm saying is a te'ima, because so that you can the shechianu could be done before you have enjoyed very much of it, rather than taking, you know, and in fact it's so the question is how long could you do it? Let's say you forgot to make the bracha, so it's 2 hours later, something like that. So it's brought down that. That you could not do it that way. It just says that as long as you're osik in the achila, you're still osik in the achila that you're doing, then you could still make the bracha. Once you finished your achila and you're nostalgic from it, then you can't make the shechianu anymore. Okay. Now it also says that if you the poskim say that if you have numerous peiros that require shechianu, it is best if you're eating them all now, so it's best to make one bracha on all of them. Not to, you shouldn't make a separate shechianu. It's in general, as much as we are supposed to try to make brachas and meshavecha kadosh baruch hu especially for things that give us hana, etc. But there is an idea also of not being marba bebrachas, not making extra brachas. And if you have the opportunity to pat the two or three types of one bracha, you do that. Just want to point out what happens in Rosh Hashanah sometimes is that people have, a rimon at Rosh Hashanah night because they want to. The simon. It's one of the simonim of simonim milsav. And the rimon perhaps is something that requires a shechianu, and maybe they want to use it for shechianu as well. But once they had it the first night, most people want to use the simon on the first night. Some people use them only the first night. Some people use them both nights, but certainly at least the first night. So they're going to want to eat the rimon the first night of Rosh Hashanah, but then you really have. You don't have the opportunity then, it's not going to help you. The next night when you put it back on the table and say, I have in mind the rimon and shechianu, it's really not going to help you then at all because you ate it a day before. It doesn't, you can't make the shechianu a day later. What we're saying here, you can't even make the shechianu, even an hour later or once you finish the eating. So that's something just to keep in mind, that if you are, either get something else besides the rimon or just leave it
the
second
night.
Say that again?
The rimon is seasonal?
The way the Sfarim say it seems seasonal, is it available in nowadays, is it available always? It very well might be. Yeah, very well might be. I'm not saying that it isn't. But again, I think very most of the fruits that we use are probably available year-round. We just take it anyway. But I'm just giving an example. A person who lives in a place where rimon is not available year-round, then it does grow seasonally.
Seeing the fruit doesn't set the clock ticking?
No. No, it's in fact, if you're going to make the bracha on the riyah, it says that you're not bound, it doesn't have to be the first riyah. It's not like achila. Even if you saw it and you didn't make the bracha, you could do it the next time you see it. Okay. Okay, now, another major shaila in the poskim is what about different fruits which are different but very similar? Types of the same basic fruit. They might have the same name, or at least the same general name. They might have a shem levoi. I mean, this type of, just for example, peach. I don't know this. Well, apples. We know there are so many different names, and or pears, etc. Again, not saying that these fruits may meet all the criteria. I'm just trying to give these as examples of fruits that are within one group and one general name, you have numerous different types of fruits. So do you make a shechianu on every strand, on every on every strain rather, or do you make the bracha only once? So the Shulchan Aruch here in Sif Dalid paskins, or seems to paskin, that you make the bracha on each one. Now he refers to types of fruits which I can't define for you. It says in Birch shechianu al Sirzash, Kishiyoko Gindash, Chosim of our Shechianu. Maybe we have someone who grows Sirzash or Gindash. Okay, I don't know exactly what they are, but I do know based on what the Mefarshei Shulchan Aruch, Zag the Mishnah Berurah Ritzon Lomar, Aflopi Shekulam Nichnasim Tachas Sug Min Echad. He doesn't try to define them either, but he says they're all Tachas Sug Min Echad. Mikom Malkum Kishnei Minim Heim Leidin Berchazman. Why? Now, so what determines that they're, what makes them different? So he brings Ayimag and Avram, Shari Echronim, Shekosu Dafilum Ein Chalukin Bishman. Here they are, apparently Chalukin Bishman. They have a different name, but even if they're not, Im Chalukin B'taimon, could go into Einim Levonim, Uta'enim shcharim, white dates and figs rather, white figs and black figs. Shnei minim heim, was that? V'tzarech levarech al kol echad, bircha shechiyanu, kishayin ba'an lefanu v'asachat, assuming you don't have them all at one time, and that's also implying that if you have them one time, you just make one bracha, like we said before. But if you have them separate times, you could make a shechiyanu each one according to the mechaber. And he says the same thing is true. He mentions other things, agosim, tapuchim, egozim, which have all different types. Then you make according to the mechaber, you would make a separate bracha shechiyanu on each kind. Even if you would one would follow that, the post can say, but it can't be just a minor taste difference, that it has to be something that's very noticeably different. Like one is a sweet tasting fruit X, and one is more of a maybe sour or bland, much more bland or something else. But noticeably different, not like, for example, within apples, there are definitely many different types of apples which don't taste very different. They don't even, some of them don't even look so much different, but then in the store they'll have different names for them, but they're the taste is quite similar. Then there are those like a green sour apple tastes a lot different than a Macintosh apple or some of the other sweeter apples, whereas within the sweeter apples, the redder apples, there are very many that don't have much of a different taste. So the post can just say if it's just a difference in taste, it does have to have a markedly different taste. But that's all the mechaber. Then the Mishnah Berurah goes on and brings a different shita, and that is the shita of the Vilna Gaon. Ubebir hagra mefakpik b'chalze. He's mefakpik and all this, meaning what the Shulchan Aruch said and the Magen Avraham. V'docha ra'ayosei, and he's docha the proofs that these achronim bring for the psak of the Shulchan Aruch. Umashma shadaito dekiven shebe'etzem hu min echad, since inherently it's one min. Dai b'mashibirech b'pam rishona, it's sufficient that you made the bracha the first time, on the first type, and you would not repeat the bracha. Okay, and he brings possibly others that may say this. So, according to this, the whole thing is out. You would not make the bracha. You would not make the bracha on two types of whatever it would be, two types of fruit that have the same basic name, same basic fruit, just that there are differences in taste and whatever, and maybe differences, like you said, in second names that would not be sufficient. So, what's the din lamaisa? So the Mishnah Berurah in the Sharet Tzion discusses it. Let me just see what I wrote here. Here it is. Okay, the Sharet Tzion in Sifkat and Yud Ches, his ruling, let's say, is Uta Ovid Kamar Ovid, which means that the Mishnah Berurah is not being machriya lahalacha. And he's saying either way you do, or he's being machriya by saying either way you do is okay. If you want to follow the psak of the mechaber and make a bracha on each one, you're entitled to do that. If you want to go like the Vilna Gaon and make a bracha only once, that's also legitimate. But he does say v'tov yoser sheyikach pri shel min chodash sheadayin lo birech aleha. It's better to get out of the shaila, meaning rather than doing either way, rather than making a bracha on each one, or rather than simply relying on the Vilna Gaon and not making a bracha the next time when you get another fruit from that same family, rather than doing either one, the best thing would be to get something that you're vaday chayiv to make a bracha on, and make the bracha on that one and pata this one. That would be the best way to do it. So although the Mishnah is not machriya, but he says try to avoid the shaila if at all possible.
Different types of clothes.
Yes, so the clothing items, well, so there it's a whole different story. You would, on each one, even if you get two of the same, if you get two brand new suits, exactly the same, assuming, and we'll see, maybe we'll just start, I don't want to have to shtup in all now, but so let's just begin there. But when it comes to clothing, I mentioned at the beginning, or I at least alluded to the fact, that there the bruch is totally on your simcha, clothing or other items. If you buy something, a chashava item, or if you receive it as a gift, there it goes by your simcha. And the lashon of the Mishnah Berurah is ha'ani lefi anyo v'ha'ash lefi asho. I mean, it goes on the individual, and it could be that even or even the Ani, who, if he doesn't have particular simcha over something, over whatever it may be, over a particular item, would not make the bracha. It has to be that you have simcha. Now, so assuming you do, though, if a person buys two new suits and they're exactly the same, but he has hana from each one, he has each one, even the second one gives him a lot of simchas. It's not something he does that often, for example, whatever is there in the chashva suits, and he buys two of them. So then he would still make a bracha on each one. We'll get to Bez Hashem probably next time when to make the bracha, but he would make the bracha on each one. Yes.
If he buys the suits, but he only has the intention to use it once. For example, he bought a tuxedo for a hasana, and he knows he's never going to use it again. But it's brand new, and he bought it, it's his, he didn't rent it. He pays a shefiano, even though it's...
Yeah, if he gives him the simcha...
Just for one time, you know, the suit, you cannot keep on wearing it.
He doesn't have to be tight.
Yeah, yeah, man, what?
He wouldn't have to put in the mixer.
So just wearing it one time.
So I would say it depends on the simcha. Many people might have more agmas nefesh that they have to spend so much money on this thing. I'm never going to use it again.
So.
You're going to stick it in the closet and never see it again. So they might feel worse about spending the money. They tried to rent one. They couldn't find one that, you know, was... Okay, so... okay, so, but Lamais, I think the answer is if the person does get simcha out of it, so it doesn't, there's no shir. I mean, I know it's not, it's no sushtel, of course, but of course, the fruit also, you're eating it once and then it's gone. I mean,
well, you completed it.
Yeah, okay. I understand it's meant for one time. I understand it. But I don't think it makes a difference. As long as he gets simcha. He gets simcha. He's very happy. He feels good about it. He says, I got this beautiful tuxedo. So there are many people who would. People who you know, their money is not such a concern in their lives. And they would feel very good about it. They feel very happy. So they would make the bracha. But that is completely what it's totally on. And when it comes to things like that, if even something that's fairly chashiv, but if to this person it's not, or it doesn't give simcha, it's not. Okay, so let's hold it. I would like to pick it up next time. There's a lot more, obviously, on clothing and new purchases, and then the idea of making a bracha shechianu by the birth of a child, birth of a daughter, or a tovah mate of a boy. There's a lot to talk about, so I'd like to, Bez Hashem, pick it up next week.
And shoes also? Shoes
also. Even after Ramas says it's a Am Chalosh right now, it's in Tzchadish. Yes, if the person is not a friend,
how about a promotion or a raise?
If it's a close relative, I use somewhere else. It's more like it's not just giving the money because he feels you need it. So she took a question, says, I need a bracha. If it's a relative, fine, he gives you and you have some, you have to be good. So if you win the lottery, promotion, the way you would do you get the money now. I mean, it's certainly a bonus. That's at the end of the year bonus, which you want to start spending, or you want to get, and you get to the end, that's for sure. But then there's that bullshit you're getting, because that's what I'm saying, if you finish business, you want to give them some money, or money gives.
Right, right.
Unless it's from the close person, that you're doing.
Yeah, I was falling asleep when I was texting you, so.
Special
promotions.
What was the Shiloh? Someone brought up the fruits. The bracha over the Ilanis, the Birchus Ilanis.
Oh, he was asking. Oh, yeah, the places where they grow throughout the year. There's no chashas in the tree.
Well, no. Mangoes grow once a year, but the problem is, I mean, what he was trying to say was that how can you make a bracha on the mango when the star fruit was growing a month ago, and how can you make a bracha on the star fruit when the cherry was growing 2 months ago?
Yeah.
So there's no chashas in the bria.
That's what he was trying to say.
What?
Yeah.
Okay.
Not a shechiyah, a birchus right. I mean, I don't understand that tzad b'chol, so I'm just trying to understand. I know that this is a tzad that...
Every tree
besides the Hesrik tree, according to him. Every tree has one season a year. I think a star fruit could be has multiple seasons. But most trees have one season a year.
So they start blossoming
right.
Again.
So the little mango started a month ago. They start blossoming and they're going to start growing all the, you know.
So
I thought that you can make it whenever it happens. So like the mango started like in Tevis. And I always have this tremendous time to make the bracha in Tevis. Because especially the smell of the streets is like you feel it. It's like a perfume. It's very, very, very heavy, heavy taste.
It's just from the
extended. From the mango flowers, yeah.
Yeah,
and then it stops because then the flowers fall away, and then whatever gets fertilized, whatever it's called, the pollinized, whatever. But so I just have time. That's when the chiddush is.
You go with him once a week. Right, is he a, what's the title for learning? He learns once a week or once a day? Okay. And what's his contact? Is he moderate? Is he